There will be different seasons in our lives. We'll know times when our function and our responsibilities will go through change. But what I want to say to you this morning is this, that the challenge is that through all of it, through all of the changes, through all the functions, all the seasons in God, do we have an unshakable sense of divine appointment? Do we have an unshakable sense of divine direction for our future? The sense that we have a purpose and a destiny. You see, without it, the Bible says quite clearly that people dwell aimlessly. People become lethargic, never realizing their full potential. Without a doubt, having a sense of destiny and purpose is incredibly important to seeing daily fruitfulness in our lives. We need vision. Everybody needs it. Just write down the word vision if you like. But we need vision. We need purpose. We need destiny. A human being is created by God to need it. It's not an optional extra. You need it. Individuals need it. Churches need it. Businesses need it. I'll tell you what, too. This is a proven fact in the commercial world, business world, that when someone starts, particularly starting a smaller type of business, that they can have all the expertise and they can have all the smarts in the world, but that will not ensure the ultimate success of that business. You get one person there that has a vision, that has something driving and gripping on the inside. He has a goal and an objective to reach. There is something passionately driving him to achieve. He has something in mind. I'll tell you what, he can lack some of the gifts, he can lack some of the money, but he'll end up achieving the objective. We need vision. We need objectives in God. Okay? Without destiny and vision, we lose passion. Now, Habakkuk 2, verse 2 is a very powerful scripture on this. It says, "Then the Lord answered me and said," Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, "write down the vision, make it plain, that he may run who reads it." And if you can't write it down, you probably haven't got it. You think about it. If it's real, you'll be able to write it down. Vision enables people to run. The people of your local church, the people of your business or your organization. I tell you what, I'll say it again, because some of us leaders have very unrealistic expectations of our staff and our people. If they do not have vision, they won't be able to sustain passion and running at top speed. Because they'll always be doing it for some other reason, either the money or loyalty to you or some other external pressure upon them. But if they have vision of heart, they have passion on the inside, you're never going to have to whip them along. You understand what I'm trying to say here? So I must then ask you and I the question, what is our passion level like? What is your passion level like this morning? When it comes about, I'm talking about what God has called you to do. I'm talking about your ministry or your business or whatever it is. In fact, I shouldn't use that term. It's one of the things I take umbrage at with others. I believe business is ministry. I don't believe there are ministers here and businessmen, by the way. I believe there's ministry. If you're born again, you love Jesus, you're a minister. That's it. Some people minister in the local church, some people minister in business, but they're ministers because they're expressions of Jesus, they're his ambassadors, amen? And so if you're in business, never let anybody tell you that it's somehow lesser than being a preacher. That is not true. The ultimate calling for you is to do what God put you on the planet to do. And regardless of what that is. And you have to fulfill your destiny, not somebody else's, yours, whatever that happens to be. But it is relevant to every single one of us to ask the question, what is your passion level like this morning?